I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations is trying to come up with a solution to Syria's violence. Neighboring countries have asked for help with the refugee crisis. Fighting has also spilled over into Tripoli, Lebanon. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has studios in Beirut. Sat7's Rex Rogers says the crisis has produced opportunity.
I think God is drawing the church, capital C, together in the Middle East. And they're performing an incredible function of connecting with these folks and helping them to get through what are very, very difficult times.
Next, in a country where religious freedom has been described as anything but free, a ministry is preparing to give Bibles to the people of rural China. That's right, China. Bibles for China's CEO, Barry Werner, says it'll happen next month.
We have about 30,000 that our team of four will hand out over a period of 4 days. It's really an exciting opportunity. When you get into these rural areas, if we found a Bible in these rural villages, it was worn out and tattered and about 4 inches thick from use.
We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And after nearly a decade as a vocal advocate of the persecuted church, Dr. Carl Muller is stepping down as president and CEO of Open Doors USA. He's refocusing his ministry sites on Sequoia Global Resources as president and managing partner. Board member Steve Ridgway will fill in as interim CEO for Open Doors during the transition period. The ministry is dedicated to strengthening persecuted Christians in over 60 countries. Please pray wisdom as the search for a leader for Open Doors continues. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.